We have the soul level and the ego level. So the ego, you just mentioned, has no choice. It's following its algorithm. But on the other hand, I understood life is a school. So the soul is going through a learning process, and whenever you make a different decision or you proceed somehow in your spirit path, seeing from the soul level.
Mm-hmm.
So how to proceed on a soul level, or what is the, let's say, how to act every time I act different? So there must be a way out of the ego to follow not the algorithm of the ego if
no.
I make a different choice.
There is no way out of the ego. There is a realization that you're not the ego. The soul is the level of consciousness that realizes you are not the ego. See, the soul starts at the Viveka point. And the soul is in a state of love. The ego is in a state of hatred and disdain and anger and negativity. The soul is in a state of love. The ego is never going to get from its hatred and anger to a state of love and acceptance, right? Never. But you are already in that state if you will realize your ego is an object, and it's an object that you don't want to be anymore, because it creates your own suffering. And it will project the very world that you hate and cause that to continue to be the world that you're forced to live in, because the world is your own projection. It's not separate. It's not something you can improve by hating it and wanting it to change and be better. That makes it only worse and worse, and creates more suffering for the ego. But the moment you realize you're not the ego, your whole, not only your paradigm shifts, but your whole sense of reality shifts, and now everything is beautiful and perfect, and it's created by God, and it's divine. And the soul wants to open up to the total wisdom of that pure and total consciousness that you are. So the soul's only yearning is for the self. And the soul, if it loves the self, not desires it, but loves. It's the love of God, not the desire for God. That brings the union. And then the soul is transcendent, is lifted up by grace into total absolute spirit. So realize that you already are that. You're not the ego. And realize that the ego is an object in your own mind. It's a fictional character that you have created. We talked about that. I talked with Caro today. The ego is a character in a fictional drama. The soul is the author of that character, okay? When you write the end to that character, it's gone. And now what will remain is the soul, okay? When the moving hand has writ and moves on, it's over, right? So the soul stops as the author of the character, puts the character to death, ends it, fini. And then the soul, which is a character for whom the author is God, will be taken by God back into the pure and total state. So all you have to do then is realize you're not the ego, and stop recreating it. Stop producing the I thought, and it's done.
So the learning level of life is a school is on the soul level, not on the ego level.
Well,
the
ego's learning, unfortunately, causes it to learn bad habits. So the ego usually gets worse and worse through time, because it imitates other people who are cheating and stealing and doing bad things, and it says, well, if they're doing that, why can't I do that, right? And so the ego always takes the path of least resistance and falls into lower and lower states, and it suffers entropy. So the ego, because it's a set of algorithms, it cannot change itself. It has no free will.
There's also like a mixture sometimes, right? The soul is always present. I think you said that too.
Yeah.
The soul never gets totally lost. So there's always
never
a margin
lost.
Of soul in everyone. Let's say if I take now the jab or not, let's say now it's a very strong decision to say I don't take it, right?
Yeah.
Like for the people out there, and I resist against what everything else.
Well, that's not necessarily your soul. That could be an ego decision. That has nothing to do with soul. The soul might even say, I don't care, I'll take the jab and die. I don't need the body anymore, I'm done. Well, so it says this is an easy way to commit suicide and be free of this thing. So there's no right or wrong, good or evil at that level, you see. And no acceptance or rejection. You don't need to do that. Okay? So that paradigm is still within the ego of duality. The soul is in a state of love, and it will love whatever is its fate, and thank God with great gratitude for all the blessings that it has had to learn through karma.
Yeah, but I told you I'm asking on a low level right now my question.
But on a low level, you can't get a real answer. That's the problem with the low level.
And but let's say I would imagine I have to go to a next rebirth. How do I learn?
But that's an illusion, and there is no next rebirth. Okay, you're not born now, so you can't be born in another time.
Okay.